Subject to due diligence, we're uploading Ottawa Road 174, and that's going to be big. It's really, really big. And when we upload the roads, really the biggest issue on roads and highways is the maintenance. So we're providing $9 million in immediate funding.
That is the voice of Premier Doug Ford this morning as Ontario announces a $543 million funding deal for the city of Ottawa, including, as you heard there, taking over Highway 174. It has been a busy morning, a lot going on. That is just one of the highlights coming out of the Premier's visit this morning. We want to break it down a little bit in terms of what this all means for Ottawa with an East End councillor, Beacon Hill Searville Ward Councillor Tim Tierney, also the chair of the Transportation Committee, joining us now. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me on today.
I appreciate you coming on. So first of all, what does that mean for any of us? I guess it's good news for you guys at the city that you're able to upload the road and some of the maintenance back to the province, something that I recall Stephen Blais talking about a decade ago that he wanted to see happen. Is it all good?
Oh, absolutely. It's all good. Even previous councillors to Councillor Blais and I, when we got in 2010, we've always thought this is a provincial highway. This is it's not a local municipal road, and we're really proud and happy of the announcement today. It was, let's call it for what it is, it was a transportation budget, and this transportation chair between the 174 upload that costs us just in maintenance alone is $3 million a year. You look at the Barnsdale Road interchange in the south end, and of course, March Road with the BRT. This is great news from a transportation perspective, and I'm very happy with today's announcement.
Okay, so a transportation budget, it's interesting. So if this frees up some money for the city, then I guess that's good news for all of us. Does this change anything for anyone who drives on the 174 every day? Are they going to notice any difference whether the city or the province is kind of in charge?
Well, first of all, you're going to notice that it's not going to be called the 174 anymore. At some point, the decision will have to be made to call it what it is, a 400 series highway. I can't wait to find out the number. You'll be first to know, Patricia.
Is there a 418 out there already? 18 is my favorite number.
If it's 18, I'll push for it. I'll talk to you.
417, 418. I think it just flows.
There you go. It works perfect. So if that would be one minor item, obviously. But of course, signage, things related to snow plowing, for example, you see it's municipal plows doing our segment of the 174. Possibly is going to be obviously the provincial plows. We have to talk about policing. It's city police on that segment of the 174. Will that be OPP? So there's still some T's to cross and I's to dot, but certainly this is good news because you're quite correct. This will free up money for other initiatives within the city. This is, I don't want to sugarcoat it. This is a pretty big deal.
Okay. So a big deal, and it'll be treated probably essentially the way we see the 417 treated in Ottawa. We'll look for more detail on that coming up. But when you say this is a transit kind of announcement, I mean, does it go as far as you would like it to in terms of transit? We know that the province has been fairly generous when it comes to public transit in the Toronto area. Are we still left with a real funding gap when it comes to public transit here in Ottawa, OC Transpo, LRT, where there's been a struggle with ridership? Would you have liked the province to come through in a bigger way in that department?
Certainly, you never say no to money, but at this point we were quite happy with what was on the table today. And that question did come up during media scrums. And of course, we're going to continue to work collectively together. And, I'm the barnacle around the table, Patricia. I've been there for 14 years. And when a provincial government comes with a bag of money, you don't balk at it. You appreciate the day. And we'll get to those finer details later on. But it is truly a good day because there's a lot of other areas in our city that we need transportation connections, roads. Like, yes, cars aren't disappearing, folks. Even e-cars are around. So we have to make sure we focus on getting better roads in certain areas. I have Blair Road in one area that needs to be widened. There's a few projects we'd love to do. We've never had the money. Now we have that opportunity.
The interchange, of course, that we were talking about yesterday, that's going to affect people in the other end of the city in Barrhaven who are needing another way to get on the 416 because they're bogged down in traffic trying to get to either the Manotick entrance or the one at Fallowfield. And there's a big distance between the two of them, of course. Tim, you were at the breakfast this morning, were you?
I was up bright and early, and it was great. Great announcement, obviously, Lisa McLeod. Congratulations. And Jan Harder, former Councillor Harder, worked extremely hard on that as well. And obviously our new councillors, David Hill and Wilson Lowe, are very happy about this. It affects the entire south part of the city. So this is a big, big deal. And again, kudos to everyone chipping in. And it's such a sizable basket this round. It's hard to dissect it all at once. When we heard about it, we've been, okay, what's the details? Now we're all crawling around for it, and there's going to be more detail coming out over the next couple of days, but we're quite happy about Barnsdale.
Yeah, and that's where I feel like I'd like a little bit more detail on this, because when you look in the written word and hear that the Premier is talking about public servants in Ottawa, and then you hear him, he sounded a little bit more casual as he broached this. I'm going to play this again for the listeners, and then I'd like your take on these comments from Premier Doug Ford this morning.
They have to get people back to work. You know, I understand maybe, you know, even like 3 days, anything. It sounds crazy. I'm begging people to go to work for 3 days. Not that they aren't working at home, but it really affects the downtown. And I'll pass this over to the mayor to talk about. But we need them to bring people back to work, to go into the restaurants, go into the shops downtown, get on transit. And that's what we need.
The reaction I'm getting on the text board, we're already going in a couple of days a week. 5 days is unrealistic. It's not up to us to rejuvenate the core. Was this sort of a planned comment from the Premier, do you think, the weighing in on this? And do you like what he had to say about, hey, it's time to get everyone back to work? The downtown needs workers.
Yeah, it was a very interesting comment, especially in light of the fact that the Prime Minister also came out with something essentially saying we need people back more than 2 days a week. It should be a few days a week. And so I think there is that sentiment of getting it's not just about downtown, just government workers in general, which I love and support. But there certainly was that echoed there. There was also a big component about law and order. And which I'm quite satisfied with. Obviously, looking at the downtown police station, there's going to be some money going towards that. A little more boots on the ground in the market, so people actually feel safe. You work in the market, you know it. It's always interesting at times, and that's, you know, it's twofold. Yes, certainly there has to be resources and help that goes along with it, but then there's just general antics that take place where you want to see some boots on the ground that may deter from those kind of things taking place.
And that's where it felt to me like he was saying, hey, if our government is going to invest in this, is going to help you guys out with getting your downtown core back kind of in order and rejuvenated, then I think I have a say on the fact that you all need to collectively as a population in Ottawa maybe be a part of that. And getting people back to work would be one of the ways for sure to really kickstart the, and people are working. I say back to work in the office is what I mean. Obviously.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, local business obviously uses that and pays taxes, and, you know, nobody wants to see papered over windows in stores or restaurants. So, you know, we are a government city. We are unique to the entire country. So this is one of the deals that we have to face right now.
Tim, thank you very much for coming on this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure, as more detail emerges about some of what is in this agreement as everyone's poring over it. But I appreciate your take this morning.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Tim Tierney is a councillor for Beacon Hill-Sirville Ward, also the Transportation Committee Chair.